A group of neuroscientists at the University of Utah are attempting to discover how religious and spiritual experiences affect our social lives and brain activity. Jared Nielsen, one of the researchers on the Religious Brain Project, says this is one of the first efforts at studying a religious population and how the brain processes these spiritual experiences.
We're coming from kind of a clean slate looking at this LDS population, which we think is a really good sample to look at because of that culture of understanding when you're actually having a religious and spiritual experience and being able to identify that and then also being able to act on those experiences.
Nielsen says they will use an MRI scanner to observe brain activity as participants engage in various spiritual activities, such as reading scripture, praying, and watching religious-oriented movie clips. The group hypothesizes the social regions in the brain, like the amygdala and default network, will be activated by the experiences.
Our working hypothesis right now is that regardless of which religious faith you espouse, that the same biological mechanisms would process, or at least in the brain, the same biological mechanisms would be in place.
The research team hopes the study will facilitate dialogue among different religious groups and between religious groups and the science community.
We think that with this particular study, we can show that at the heart of both of these communities, that they're really trying to get at and acquire understanding and knowledge and truth. They may be using different methods to do that, but in the end, they actually could arrive at similar conclusions.
Nielsen says they will begin the study with an LDS population sample, but aim to branch out and test different religious populations. For more information about the study and how to participate, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.